Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening today. And so on today's show, we are going to talk about the Way Memorial Food Prescription Program. That is a mouthful. And but my guest today is Alicia Blaine. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad that you're on the show today to talk about this awesome program that we have. But Alicia is a Marywood University nutrition intern, right?
That's right.
So you are going to be, after you finish all your rotations, right now you're in your clinical rotation, so that's why I have you on the show today, because you are working with us and on this Way Memorial Food Prescription Program. But once you're done with all your rotations next year, you'll be able to sit and become a registered dietitian.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's all very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And we're always happy to have another registered dietitian among us.
Thank you. Happy to be a part of the program.
Well, great. So, you know, I mentioned about the Way Memorial Food Prescription Program, and this is a program that we started back actually in 2020, and it was funded and it still is funded by the All One Foundation, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And do we have other collaborators with us?
Yeah, so we're also in collaboration with Wayne Memorial Hospital, the community health centers, and Wayne County.
Right. And, you know, with any grants that we usually work on, it is so important to have different partners and work together. So can you tell our audience, you know, who is this program for?
Yeah, so the food prescription program helps patients with certain diagnoses like COPD, congestive heart failure, or diabetes, and who are having difficulty purchasing healthy foods, better understand their condition and how eating proper foods can make a difference in their health.
Right, because, you know, I know, you know, you learn in school, and if you're in the human service field as well as the health field, a term that we often use is social determinants of health, and that is different areas that we look at, like housing and food and health, and what affects these, what environmental factors can affect these in people's lives. So one thing we are looking at with this grant is food insecurities. And, you know, when we look at food insecurities, it really is individuals who experience limited access or affordability or can't afford healthy and nutritious foods, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Because you have worked in the past in a food bank, correct?
Yeah, I did at the Weinberg Food Bank.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like a similar concept. It's like we always strive to provide healthy foods for individuals. And this is what's so nice about this grant, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's common for people to find or to think that healthier foods are unavailable and unaffordable for them. So this is a great option for you if you feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And so what is like one of the goals of the grant?
So for the program, the goal here is to educate the person on their disease process. Also adding in some nutrition education, either in person or over the phone with a registered dietitian. We'll also be giving some healthy recipes designed for healthier eating and, food items every single month and grocery store coupons to help purchase foods that are not in the bags that you'll receive.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. So Carol, if there's somebody listening to this right now who would like to enroll in the program, how can you walk them through the steps that they might take to do that?
I can. So right now we have, you know, different flyers in the physician offices, but if anyone's listening today and you have one of those diagnoses of COPD, CHF, which is congestive heart failure, or diabetes, what you can do is just give me a call. Actually, my name again is Carol Knier, and my office number is 570-253-8422. And I do usually work Monday through Friday, so if you happen to be calling right after the show, which airs on a Sunday morning, please leave your name and number, and I will be sure to call you back. And then, you know, we'll chat a little bit, you know, I will ask you some questions about your, you know, your health and see if you have one of those diagnoses. And then the next step is, I will refer you to your primary care doctor. And we are currently working with the offices within the community health center centers or Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. So we have 8 out of the 9 enrolled with us in the program. So if you have a primary care physician in one of those offices, I will send your name over to our coordinator in that office, and they will actually call you and set up an appointment. And that's where you will go and pick up your coupons and the food bag. And, you know, the recipes that Alicia was talking about. I do want to let individuals know, if you do call me, everything that we do discuss and talk about is confidential. We don't ask for any financial information. It is a totally free program to enroll. Again, our goal is to educate and help you control your medical condition better through food, through healthy eating. Right, Alicia?
Yeah, that's right. And once you've enrolled, like Carol was mentioning here, you're enrolled for 1 year, and it's completely voluntary for you. Completely voluntary and completely free, and you get all of this. So it's over $60 of groceries per month, plus the coupons, and then also free services like nutrition counseling and education on your disease.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what I find working with some individuals is, you know, they're told they may have diabetes, but they may not understand, you know, the disease process around that. So, you know, when someone does enroll, they will get a welcome letter from me, and they'll get some information about their condition, whether it be diabetes or COPD or CHF. And some people may have a combination of all three or just two of them. So we will send them education material. And that's a big, big part of the program is education. And I know, Alicia, you've seen the recipe book, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. And that's something that's really nice too, aside from the education here. We kind of take a lot of the guesswork out of it for you. Your bags are filled with foods that are already low in sodium or sodium-free. And then you also get this recipe book that has over some 30 recipes here, just to pull from each day. There's even a meal plan for an entire month, if you're unsure of what types of food to make or what to do with all of this nutrition advice that we're giving you. So it really is a great program to be a part of. It makes things a lot easier.
Right. Like some of the things we add in the bag is low sodium soy sauce. We give them a bottle of oil. We give them tons of spices, which is great. Because, you know, when people are on a limited budget, they may not always try these different foods. And so it helps that individual kind of try something new, but also that it's healthy and good for them. Are there any recipes that you kind of picked out that you have seen that you liked on there?
Oh my gosh, they all look amazing. These aren't your typical like diet recipes. We have roasted chicken with potatoes on a sheet pan, so that's easy. Pasta is on here. Lots of stews. You can incorporate new veggies if you're not familiar with like black bean recipes. Tacos, you've got everything on here. They all look delicious.
Right. And one of also the goals is when we provide the coupons and the bags with some of these staple foods in them, they allow the individual to prepare at least one healthy meal a day. And, you know, we know that if someone can get at least one healthy meal a day, it helps their bodies, it helps their medical conditions. You know, overall health that we really look at. Another goal of the program is also we do ask some questions like, you know, how many fruits do you eat a day? How many vegetables do you eat a day? And our goal is to maybe increase that because one of the coupons that we provide is $8 off of produce. Actually, one of them is $12 off of your produce twice a month. And so that allows individuals to try something like asparagus or broccoli that they may not usually buy, which is, again, another one of our goals. So I know we are trying to think of some more fun ideas that, you know, to help with the education, right? So one idea, you want to tell them one idea that we're that's one of Alicia's projects that she's going to have during her internship here.
Yep. So I'm going to take a couple of the recipes from our recipe book that she would be receiving and do a video demonstration of how to prepare that meal for yourself. So yeah, that'll be fun, mm-hmm. fun and interactive.
Right. So, you know, we'll hopefully, you know, either I put it on YouTube or actually just share a video with our clients who are in the program. And it's really funny because we are working very closely with our Way Memorial Community Health Centers and their offices. And when we go out and explain the program to the office staff so they can enroll their patients in this program, we show them the recipe books and they get very excited. They were like, can I have a copy of that? Because our goal is to be reasonable, be sensible. All the recipes in that book, you know, I want to give a shout out to Jean Tuttle, who works very closely with me in community health. These are recipes when we first designed the program are ones that we would eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could not ask people to go out and try something that we feel that we would not eat ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Like I was saying, they're not like a diet food or anything like that. You can include all of the food groups here. You've got seasonings to make them taste great.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying new foods. It's really great.
So, you know, if you're just kind of joining our show right now, I have a Mary Wood nutrition intern, Alicia Blaine, and myself, Carol Knier, and we're talking about the Way Memorial Food Prescription Program. It is a grant that's a collaboration between Way Memorial Hospital, the Way Memorial Community Health Centers, and Wayne County. And Wayne County does play a big role in this grant. Because what they are allowing is individuals that join the program sometimes don't have access to transportation. So, you know, Wayne County does have a transportation system that individuals, you know, may be eligible for a free ride to the doctor's office each month to go pick up their food bags. Or even, you know, there may be a small cost where they can take them to the grocery stores. And one thing we are working on is, you know, people who don't have transportation, you know, trying to find grocery stores that are more local that people walk to. So that's why we have collaborated with Dave Super Duper as well as the Zara's. And we also have Weiss Market in our group that we'd provide you with coupons so you can go shopping there twice a month and buy, you know, the healthy foods that we talk about. Anything else, Alicia, you wanted to talk about today about the program?
I don't think so. Just to reiterate that the participation in this program is completely voluntary and it's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
So would you want to just kind of share with our audience? So because we talked about the nutrition aspect of that, right? So being a registered diet or almost there. I laugh because, yes, yeah, she is almost there to be a registered dietitian. What is something that a registered dietitian teaches people?
In relation to
nutrition and health?
Yeah, so I think just that food in general can really have an effect on your overall health and well-being, specifically when you have been diagnosed with something like one of these three diagnoses, like COPD, congestive heart failure, and diabetes. Foods have components of them that can really affect how you feel when you're diagnosed with those. So that's what I would say. I guess just having more variety in your food groups, you know, maybe possibly eliminating things like sodium in this case, mm-hmm. for CHF. But yeah, so working with a dietitian could be really fun and really informational for you if you have been diagnosed with something like this.
Right. And even if someone has had a diagnosis and never have spoken to a dietitian, this is a great opportunity for them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
So again, you know, if you're listening and you think you may qualify, or even if you know if you have a family member or a friend that may be interested and you want more information on our Way Memorial Food Prescription Program, sorry about that. That was a mouthful. You can give me a call, Carol Knier, at 570-253-8422. And again, if I'm not there, please leave your name and number and I'll be sure to get back to you. Any last words about the grant?
Nope, I think that's it. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this grant has been provided by the All One Foundation, and we are thankful for their support and providing the money so we can do this program within our community. Again, this is Carol Knier. I want to thank Alicia for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to doing our videos on cooking.
Yes.
Some of those recipes. That's going to be very exciting, and we will share them with our group. And again, this is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day and thank you for listening.